Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Down. It's Monday, December 2nd. It's about to get hot.
Hey,
Israel.
No limit.
It's the hottest radio show on the internet right now. The hottest. Y'all heard me. I ain't going to say it. I'm just going to tell you what the numbers say. It's the hottest radio show on the land right now. Taking the Limits Off is on the air. Broadcasting live. I said it live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music and the TTLO Media Group Studios. We are live and I'm excited about today. I have been trying to get this thing done. Had it done once, but I don't consider that one. That one don't count because she is live in studio with us. She is the executive director. I hope that title is still right. The executive director of the Global Girls Incorporated organization, man. We're going to learn all about that. Her name is Miss Marvinetta Penn. I almost put the hyphen in there, but I saw you took it out of the thing, so I ain't going to use it. Marvinetta Penn is our special guest today. She'll be joining me in a minute. I wasn't going to involve her in the hot topic conversation because y'all know how y'all can make me a little ignorant sometimes, so I chose not to involve her in that. But that is who we're going to be talking to today. She's going to give us all the rundown on what the Global Girls Foundation is all about and going to tell us about her a little bit of her stuff, her history. She used to be a part of CPS, y'all. Yeah, I'm going to share the other part once she get on here because y'all might not know. But it's going to be a good time, so I just want to share that with you. But if it's your first time listening, first time watching, first time doing whatever, I need to give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you are listening already on the line, meaning you've already dialed in, all you have to do is push one. That'll get you to my producer. I do have the best producer in the land, Miss Latanya Melton. She will be taking all the calls, handling all the business on the other side of the glass remotely. She's going to handle that for us today. Latanya Melton will do that. Just push one. She will check you out, make sure you saved or at least say you know the Lord. Some semblance of the Lord before she lets you talk to me because sometimes y'all don't know how to act when y'all call in here. So we got to make sure you know something when you call in here. She's going to check you out and then she will pass you on to me and you'll be live on the air with us today. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That's the call-in number, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Looking forward to getting those calls. One more time, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you want to follow us on social media, actually, before that, you can email the show. Email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is where you can find us there. One more time, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address. If you want to follow us on social media, real simple. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, guess what? It's the same thing. Instagram. You can follow us there, two T's, one L, one O. Follow us on Instagram. For those of you on Facebook, yep, we are there as well. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is the Facebook page, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is the Facebook page. If you want to watch the live stream, yep, it is up and running. There we go. The live stream is up and running. You can follow us on Facebook. Same address, facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And don't forget, we are now a part of the iHeartRadio family. That's right. Y'all know we came up. We're on the iHeartRadio network now. So you can also, if you have the iHeartRadio app on your mobile device or on your computer, your desktop, your laptop, your MacBook, whatever it is you decide to use, just do a simple search for TTLO Media Group. If you do that, right, TTLO Media Group, once you do that, all you do is do a simple search there. You'll get the TTLO radio show, which comes on every Monday, soon to be back on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. Then on Tuesdays, you'll get the show Healthy Soul Talk. That's our brand new show on the network, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Look here, show with, real issues, real solutions, and real talk, right? That's our show, Dr. Kimberly Thomas, Healthy Soul Talk, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And then on Thursdays, Grindology. Y'all hear me? Grindology every Tuesday with Lisette Herndon. That's the show for all your branding, all your marketing, all your startups, your entrepreneurship, anything you want that has to do with business, Lisette can help you out. That's every Thursday at 7 p.m. I missed her this week because that was Turkey Day, but I'm sure she was enjoying her week off as I did as well. But you can catch that every Thursday on the TTLO Media Group Network. And also, don't forget soon to come the brand new show with normally my Monday buddy, but he's not here today, Pastor Harold Washington, the brand new show, Kitchen Chronicles, with Pastor Harold Washington, man, where he gives you some good recipes and a good word all at the same time. So that's going to be good. We're just trying to figure out some location issues and where we can cook and do all that good stuff, but it's coming. Y'all get ready. 2020 is going to be lit. As always, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher, wherever you can download a podcast. We are there. All right, y'all. She's looking at me like he just over there just talking to himself, because that's what I do. Anyway, so y'all watch this. Hey, y'all come on in on Facebook. Do me a favor. Y'all hit the share button and talk to each other. I'm going to say y'all names in a minute. Y'all keep coming and let the folk know how y'all doing. How was everybody's holiday weekend? I know I saw y'all on Friday after Thanksgiving, and we talked about good dishes and bad dishes. And I appreciate, again, those of you who sent me your pictures from your Thanksgiving meals. I appreciate the fact that you did not disrespect my favorite holiday by putting your food on a paper plate. That is not what God intended. I thank you so much for those of you who chose to put your food on a proper piece of china and use real flatware. That is a must for me. I didn't see many red cups on Thanksgiving Day. I appreciate y'all for that. Now, if it was a red cup after the dinner was over, we got no beef. But if you was drinking, Yo, look here, I expect my Kool-Aid to be in the glass on Thanksgiving. That's just, y'all know I'm a little bougie. We'll talk about that later. Anyway, how was everybody's holiday weekend? I hope everybody got some rest. I know I did, except for yesterday. Yesterday was the first day that I didn't rest, and I think it was because I knew I had to go back to school with some children. I was told I can't say bad. So with some children today, and now I am with a sixth grade class, so y'all pray for me, y'all. I'm being paid back for bad behavior as a kid. I know this now, so y'all pray for me. But yeah, so y'all know I'm back at school. I'm at a charter school over on the west side of Chicago. Been there, it's my second year there. So y'all continue to pray for your boy. But it has been an amazing experience. But I'm good now, and we're gonna keep going with that. All right, real quick, let's talk. Y'all see. Y'all's mayor, I shouldn't say y'all, I live in the city now too. Our mayor done fired the police commissioner. I'm sorry, what is he, superintendent? I know every town has a different thing. She fired the man was leaving on December 31st was his last day. But you know what firing does? Firing screws with his pension. Firing means that he won't get his superintendent's pension. He'll get his commander's level pension. Now, I don't know the exact amount, but I can tell you this. I guarantee you it cost him a zero. It either cost him a zero or a comma. One of the two, it cost him. And I don't know if y'all read the news report. I had it up here somewhere, and it disappeared off my screen. But she said for, I think, intolerable behavior. Is that? Yeah, that's what it says. Intolerable actions. Let me read to you what it says on the ABC 7 news report. This is what it says here. I won't play the video. It says Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has been fired effective immediately. Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced at City Hall Monday morning. Lightfoot was visibly upset while making the announcement. She said her decision came after an internal investigation into the night Johnson was discovered asleep in his police-issued SUV at a stop sign in October. The finding of the Inspector General's report regarding Mr. Johnson, which I recently reviewed, makes clear that Eddie Johnson engaged in conduct that is not only unbecoming, but demonstrated a series of ethical lapses and flawed decision-making that is inconsistent with the privilege of leading the Chicago Police Department, Lightfoot said. Now, she didn't go into details, but then she said some things that she would not share. In his press conference, you all remember the press conference he did, Johnson blamed medication for the incident. He said he had forgot to take his medicine and that he was tired and that he'd only had a couple of drinks with friends. That's what he said. But just like with the public, this is what the rest of the article says, Eddie Johnson intentionally lied to me several times. This is what the mayor says. She says, even when I challenged him about the narrative he shared with me, he maintained that he was telling the truth. I now know definitively that he was not. She said, had I known these facts at the time, I would have relieved him of his duties as superintendent then and there. I certainly would not have participated in a celebratory press conference to announce his retirement. She declined to go into details about the incident, saying this, it would not be fair to Johnson's wife or children. Now, when you put that comment out in the street, now y'all know how this goes. When you put that comment out there, that's telling me that it was a little bit more than just he was asleep behind the wheel. So the question then arises, I'm assuming at some point the official police report will be released because it is public information. And I'm just curious, you know, y'all help me, but was y'all superintendent in the car by himself? I guess if he was asleep, right? He was slumped over the wheel. That's what the report said. And he was right around the corner over here, y'all, because y'all know I'm over here on the south side. He was literally around the corner where they found him, asleep in the car. So he is done. And really? Y'all playing sound effects on me? He's done, y'all. So, his retirement date was set for January 1st, but now, y'all know how this works. Now, because he wasn't fired for criminal activity, he'll still get his police pension. If he had been fired for criminal activity, they could fight paying him his pension like they did with the white guy that shot up Laquan McDonald. I can't think of his name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. They snatched his because he committed a crime. In this case, this was just not good conduct. So he won't get his superintendent's pension. He was a commander that was elevated from commander to superintendent. So he'll get the max of the commander's pension. He will not get that superintendent pension. Now, he'll probably fight it. And you all know the police union is probably one. The police union is about as strong as the Chicago Teachers Union, if not. And y'all know how I feel about both of them. I won't get in no trouble. I got an ex-teacher in the room. But I shouldn't say ex, just no longer CPS teacher. She's still a teacher. But, y'all know how I feel about unions, and especially the ones that just do the most. What did you say? He had that $40 holler. Really? That's what y'all on? Y'all see? This is why I told her not to participate in Hot Topics, because I knew y'all was going to act up on the internet and start saying the man was he had paid $40 for some services. That's what we're saying. Y'all need prayer. Anyway, how y'all feel about the superintendent situation? Like, what's the thoughts on that? Let's see. Oh, good afternoon. Good evening. Let's see who's in here. Angela Allen Johnson. God bless you. Mark Atkins, another of my fellow band member. What's up, sir? Mark Atkins in the house. How are you, sir? Kevin Page. What's up, sir? Man, look here. Kevin put some rib tips online the other day, y'all. My soul was blessed. I saw them online, but he said they were not for the public. He was doing it for a private party, but I was ready to go to. Look here, y'all. Y'all got parties coming up. If you all need to not want to do all the work of cooking, y'all have got to see my brother Kevin Page at You Chill We Grill. You Chill We Grill will pull up. They got a barbecue grill that's attached to the back of a van that's about the size of a small vehicle. And they roll up. The thing is, most of the time it's already lit. That just tells you how this works. And they will show up. They will either, you either can give them the money and they will go buy the product, or you can have the product already there and seasoned and just hand it over to them and they will do the rest and you can get back to your party. And I promise you this, the meat will fall off the bone. Everything's good. They can cook anything from ribs, pork, beef, chicken. I've seen lobsters, lobster tails, crab. They do it all. So if you've got a party coming up, and look here, I'm giving them a free ride because they've done some work for me, so I don't charge them for nothing. But You Chill, We Grill, y'all see my boy Kevin Page. They do great, great work. Look them up on Facebook. They're an amazing, amazing group. So if you got family events coming up next year, you all with these family reunions, these outdoor events, even if your event is indoor, they can just pull up in your back, pull up at your back door and cook the stuff and hand it off to you in the pan, and then they drive on off. What's so amazing about them, I love about Kevin, is they did our picnic, and then once they took all of our meat off the grill, they put the meat on the grill for the next event they were going to and then drove off. and by the time they got where they were going, because see, when you watch this, when you really know how to grill, you don't have to keep checking the meat. You just put the top on and let it do what it do. So, but they do an amazing job. So you all check them out. That's You Chill, We Grill. What's going on, Demetrius Davis? God bless you. Jasmine Jackson, God bless you. Anita Cross, what's up? Let's see. Lissette Herton, what's going on? Patricia Butts, I see you. Let's see. Brian Somerville, God bless you. Charmaine. Nope, that's Sharon Charlotte. I guess I put my glasses on, I can see. God bless you. Elect Lady Debbery, God bless you. That's Pastor Washington's mama, y'all. Y'all say hi to her. Angela Johnson, what's going on, Pastor Johnson? And there's a bunch more y'all in here, and all of a sudden Facebook do what it do, and I can't see nobody. So there is that. Let me see, was there anything else that was going on? I'm not going to talk about y'all's president today. I'm just not in the mood. He don't get no money. He don't get no free air time over here. But he still, last time I talked about him, the whole show went off. So I think Secret Service cut my stuff off. He's still crazy, though. Y'all pray for y'all's president. He still got issues. I'm going to say this one thing. Did y'all see him? They got to London today. It was either got to London or they were about to get on the plane. He had an umbrella. It was raining. Or it was about to rain, or either drizzling. He was walking with his wife. He was in front of her. She was not underneath the umbrella. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all tell me what that looked like. He don't open the door for the woman. He don't wait till she get up the stairs first. He does. Now, do you all remember when we had somebody with some, what's the word I'm going to use? Let me see. I have to do. I'm going to make sure I enunciate all my words today, y'all, because there's a teacher in the room, and I'll explain to y'all why later. A gentleman in the White House. Y'all remember a few years ago we had a gentleman in the White House who knew how to open doors, who had just some basic decency. That's gone. His wife just got a fan for herself, and she probably don't want him to open the door, really. She probably just saying, I got to go with you to keep up the thing, but keep up, you know, appearances. But they were on their way to London, and that was the scene. So y'all need to check it out. Just Google it. It's embarrassing. It really is. So anyway, that is it, y'all. That's all I got. Man, look, oh, real quick, thank you all so much. I want to say this real quick. Dr. Thomas, her show is on tomorrow. She was going to come out. Thank you all for all your love and support, those who came out for service yesterday to hear me. I preached yesterday, the last first Sunday of the year. It was a great time. Thank you all so much for coming out. Thank you to Ebenezer here. If you all did not get to see Handel's Messiah yesterday, we did the rendition of that. It was us and four other churches. Man, they had stringed instruments. They had brass instruments. The pipe organ was being played. It was just an amazing thing. And they actually sang pieces from Handel's Messiah. It was an amazing, amazing thing. I believe the video is still up on Facebook. You have to check it out. It was awesome. And I got to play MC for that event, too. So I had a full Sunday yesterday. And I really needed to take a nap after service, but it's hard to take a nap around here when you have stuff going on, because I normally would come in the studio and lay on the couch and take a nap, but we had guests and visitors yesterday, so I wasn't allowed to do that. And then, Ms. Melton, can I share your information? Can I share that? Give me a yes or no, And I let me know before I get in trouble. I don't want to put your business in the street. But, you know, you. She said, oh, is that okay? Yes, okay. And then yesterday, in case y'all didn't know, the best producer in the world, she joined Ebenezer yesterday. She became an official member of the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church on yesterday. So y'all give my producer and my best friend in the whole world, y'all give her a big hand for that. She is officially a member of the birthplace. All that. So that's an amazing thing. She shocked me. I ain't know nothing, but apparently she had told some other people. So we'll fight about that later. She let other people in on the deal. So, we had two people join church yesterday. So it was a great time, and that. So look, y'all, we're gonna take a break. Yeah, I'm a little over my 10 minutes, but we all right. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, my guest will be in the lovely almost leather seat sitting right here. Y'all know I tell all of it. It's leather-like. In the seat over here, she will be joining me shortly, Miss Marvinetta Penn. In the meantime, I'm not going to go on a rant today about the Stella Award lack of nominees that I talked about last week. I talked about Lori Lightfoot. If you weren't on, you missed it. I just talked about that. So we're going to take a quick break. And she will be right here sitting next to me, Miss Marvinetta Penn. So look, y'all, I'll be back in about a good 90 seconds. Y'all ready? Be right back. See y'all later.
There's a time and season for everything, and I know the long wait can feel unreal, wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. So you can handle him. Please understand, God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons I have to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. You can handle me while you're waiting.
And sitting next to me, let me make sure I get her some mic over there. Yeah, that should be good. Sitting next to me is this, I'm going to say young lady. Sitting next to me is Miss Marvinetta Penn. I still got to get used to that.
You can say Marvinetta Woodley Penn.
Woodley Penn. Okay,
yeah.
I can still say that?
You can say
okay, but you know, you used to have it on your thing, but you took the hyphen out.
I know.
Okay, but Miss Marvinetta Woodley Penn, see, when I say Woodley, it's different. It's different because it was Miss Woodley. That's all I knew. It was Miss Woodley. It wasn't none of that Marvinetta stuff. I don't think we even knew what your name was.
Okay.
But Miss Marvinetta Woodley Penn is our special guest. She's the executive director of Global Girls, Inc. That's right, Global Girls, Inc. Foundation organization.
It's Global Girls Incorporated.
There we go, Global Girls Incorporated. She is the executive director of this amazing, amazing organization. I saw it, I think, 3 years ago. We did a phone interview with her. She was supposed to come to the studio, but she wasn't able to make it when we were on the west side. And I said, you know what? I saw something pop up. You guys are about to celebrate a major milestone next year. And I was like, you know what? I want to get her on. And now that we're over here, it's a little bit more convenient. So if you can, please, my brother and sister, give it up one time for Ms. Marvinetta Woodley. Penn is in the house with us today. Hi, Ms. Woodley.
Hi, Dana. Oh, my gosh.
So let me say it like this. You guys don't know this. Ms. Woodley, and I kind of kept that away from y'all. Ms. Woodley was my, my English teacher first. She was my English teacher first, and then she became my, I'm not going to lay this down. She was also my English teacher, but she was also my modern dance teacher. Is that what it was? Or drama? It was modern dance. Modern dance. Drama and modern dance.
Yes.
So she was my drama and modern dance instructor at the Austin High School, or Austin Community Academy, as we call it. So yeah, y'all, we go way back. So I am honored. Thank you for coming to be a part of my platform and to talk about what you've been doing and all those good things. I'm gonna go back to Global Girls. How long were you a teacher in CPS?
I was a teacher for 19 years.
19 years.
19 years.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
19 years. Okay, that's good. I have a lot of here at Ebenezer. There are a lot of retired teachers, retired principals, retired administrators. There are a lot of retired former CPS people here.
Cool.
Yeah, they are, and I think they're happy to be retired. So you were only at Austin for?
I was at 4 years.
4 years.
Because
I met you end of my sophomore year. Yeah, end of my sophomore year going into my junior year is when we met.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah. Because I think that was when I think she was teaching sophomore English. I think. I don't remember.
Oh,
don't get me started.
So long ago.
But she was my English teacher. And so, yeah, she's the reason why y'all be laughing at me talking about, you know, sometimes I make sure I use proper diction and all those things.
You have to articulate.
And articulate all, you know, not.
Yes.
Look, don't be articulate, but articulate your words. so she is the reason that my reading and writing, it all started here.
Oh, God.
It all started here. So, you know, I'm going to be honest. There would be no doctorate, and I got a real one. It's earned. Let's make sure there would be none of that if not for the start. Seriously. That's true.
Oh.
Trust me, because I hated school. And I've said that I did.
No, not you, Dana.
You saw my grades. Stop playing. I did. I thought school was the most boring thing ever. If it wasn't for, I tell people this all the time, if it wasn't for dance, drama, and band, I probably would have dropped out. Seriously. I had no, the rest of school was not, my mindset wasn't that of a person who wanted to be a student. I just liked to take the test. I didn't like to study.
Okay.
Yeah, I was not yet. It was, yeah. You put a test in front of me, I sit there, I'm like, I can, you know, deductive reasoning and figure out, especially in English. That one you can, you know, figure out nouns and pronouns. That stuff became easy to me. But other stuff, I just wasn't interested. And it wasn't until, you know, sitting down with you, sitting down with Mr. Page and other people started talking about, and if you remember this, and I say this all the time, college was not something that was pushed for my generation of high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
It was graduate and get a job.
Okay.
It was graduate and get a job. You were the first person to talk about something outside of high school when you started talking about possibly dancing and doing other things. And those things led to other things with drama and those who wanted to do acting and plays and stage plays and all of those things. So it was a needed push for a lot of us. And I know when I talked to Devonna or Nicole or Juana, all these people got families and stuff now, but you know, it's always your name and others are the only ones that come up out of all of the teachers that we had. So that, so you know, you did good work.
Oh goodness, thank you.
So what have you been up to since after retiring teaching? When did this?
I didn't retire.
I'm sorry. What did you? Okay,
quit.
You
quit. No, I quit.
I think you told me that before. You quit.
I just quit because I knew that I wasn't
I knew it wasn't for me anymore.
Yes, you're good. I just turned you up.
You know, I just knew it wasn't for me anymore. I knew that I had done what I came to do. I didn't like the structure of being in a school and having to obey somebody else's orders and them telling me how to work with young people when I know how to work with young people. So I'm like, nope, I'll do something else.
So when you left Austin, did you go to another school or you
I
were
went
done?
To, I went, no, 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 no. Okay. No. I went to the district office for a couple of years, and then I wanted to go back to a school, so I went to Corliss.
Oh.
Corliss High School for 4 years.
Corliss is closed now, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Is Corliss still open? Y'all know. Somebody tell me. They know.
I hope
These people know everything. I don't know.
I haven't heard that name
in a long time.
Yeah, I think it is. I think there are two schools within the school.
Oh, they did that.
So there is a charter school, and then there's the
what they did
school.
With Austin for a little while.
Yeah.
Tried to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that, I thought I was going to quit altogether, but somebody convinced me to go to another school, so I went to South Shore. For another 4 years.
Wow.
And then I'm like, that's it. I'm done. And so I quit.
Wow.
I didn't know what I was going to do. I had a house. I had a car. I had bills. I did not have a job.
Had a son.
I had a son.
Yep.
But oh, my son's an adult. You know, my son is real
now
grown.
Now, he grown, grown. He grown.
He was grown, grown
he
then.
Was, like, wasn't he like, was he 20-ish then?
Oh, no. My son.
Yeah.
No, yeah, yeah, yes, yes, yeah. yes, yes, yes. My son was in the military.
Yes.
Yes.
And playing baseball.
Well, he loved baseball.
He's playing baseball.
Yes.
I remember you used to have to go to East St. Louis for games.
Yes.
I remember all of this.
Indeed. Look at you. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. How is he doing?
Oh, he's wonderful.
Okay.
My son is dean of students at a school, a middle school in East St. Louis.
Wow.
He has one daughter who is an adult. And she is she works at a college down in Atlanta. She is a doctor.
Okay.
She's a doctor of psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has two grandbabies, twins. No, I have two grandbabies.
You have two grandbabies.
He has two sons. They're twins.
I saw pictures.
One is my pride and the other is my joy. My pride and joy.
And you're going to get in trouble. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. I love those little boys. They're four.
Wow.
But they are amazing. Of course they're amazing.
Yeah, of course.
The
of course.
Seed. What am I seeing?
Got it.
Yes.
Your half. I get
so,
it.
Mm-hmm.
So you stopped teaching and then what?
I stopped teaching. I started traveling, singing more, and I went to Singapore a couple of times. And then I went to Europe for 9 weeks. Didn't know where I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just went from city to city. I went to like 18 different cities by myself, not knowing anyone. And I just went around, met people, had a ball. And then I said, you know, I miss young people. I really miss young people. So I came back and I started Global Girls.
Do you all remember the movie Fame, the TV show Fame, and the movie Fame? This is the Debbie Allen character over here.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Yes, she was. She was all of that. It was the person we had teaching English was not the person that was teaching dance. Two different people.
You are so right.
We got Miss Professional, and you know what I loved about, and I'm going to share this with you, and I'm going to see if you remember this. Did I see how quickly I corrected myself? I'm going to see if you remember this. Miss Woodley is one of the few teachers, English teacher now, mind you, but because we were teenagers, and, you know, teenagers can tend to, you know, be a little...
ratty, bratty, sassy.
Ratty, bratty, musty, all that. And I remember this so well. So I remember Miss coming into class, and you were about to start the instruction, and I think the smell had just gotten to a point where you just couldn't take it, and you started to talk about hygiene. And you said, y'all got to do more than wash up in the morning. And then you said to the boys, y'all need to soak. Yes, I remember that. And all I could do was laugh, and I was like, oh, I'm so glad I took a bath every day. but it was needed, though. That's a conversation that was me. You do that now, you probably somebody call home and you probably get pulled in the office. And, well, you got pulled in the office enough, but I'm just saying you get wrote up for that. But that conversation was needed.
Yes.
Because I'm in the school now. I know that conversation.
I don't get it. But I will tell them that now.
Yeah.
I still do. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but of course it's in a more freer environment. So yeah, it was those things. It was things like that you did. Talking about working with children, we were not. And what's so funny was, those of us who showed up to be a part of the drama and the dance organization, we weren't friends before that.
Yeah.
Everybody was in their own separate little areas in the school.
Yeah.
We became friends and darn near family because of the drama and the dance. And I remember y'all like they always tease me, talk about how bougie I am and stuff like that. I remember the very first time she took us to a restaurant in Oak Park. Tanya, you'll appreciate this, my producer LaTanya, because it's one of our favorite places that we used to go with one of my investors and my silent partner in this broadcasting thing. He passed away a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. But at the time it was called JB Winberry's.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, see? It's now just called Winberry. It's
yeah,
the JB part
yeah,
off.
Yeah.
But she was the first person to take us to that, and that was back in the day what we would call a nice restaurant. It was a nice restaurant. It wasn't, you know, I mean, now they're nicer restaurants, but for Black kids from the west side of Chicago, that, you know, our idea of a nice restaurant was Sizzler or Ponderosa. and watch this. She piled us up, I'm going to tell it, illegally in the back of her Nissan Maxima. Which everybody loved Miss Woodley's car, by the way, because it was like nobody had any, you know, we didn't see Nissans. Black folks didn't have, you know, Nissan, you know. We didn't see Nissan, and it was a Maxima, and I think it probably was the first time the Maxima had came out. So she piled, like, about seven of us. So mind you, a Nissan Maxima may hold five comfortably, but we were children, so we just was on everybody's lap,
front seat,
back seat. You know, and she piled us up in there and drove us to Oak Park from Austin High School and took us to Winberry. We had to dress up. We had to put on clothes, like real clothes. Don't come to school. We had to, like, all of this stuff. And that's, you know, we sat down and had the whole place settings, the knife, the fork, all of that. This was, you know how y'all see these scenes in movies now? This was a real life.
Damn.
Yeah, come on now. This was a real life thing. And I know for them, my mom is a stickler for table etiquette and all that, so I had seen it before. But I know for others, and even still, the fact that you did that, though, that was huge for a lot of people. And that's not something that you get to see. And you don't have. And I'm not going to say you don't have teachers that do that now, because I don't really know. But to have a teacher to do that and to stretch themselves beyond what was necessary, that saved a lot of people. It did, so it was cool. So yeah, I know you quit teaching, but that thing right there, that's beyond the school books for the rest of y'all. That's, yeah, it was huge.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You know, and I just did it because I really love my students,
mm-hmm.
and I love the people who took what I love seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I love dance, and I love theater, and I love teaching English, love writing,
mm-hmm.
and when I can get a group of young people
mm-hmm.
to fall in love with it also,
mm-hmm.
then, yeah, I want to do everything I can to expose them to that other world out there.
Yeah.
And I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful that you guys appreciated it.
We do.
Oh, my gosh. And you still remember it. That is so cool.
I share that with people all the time about my high school experience. I share it all the time because as much as I tell you, and people know, as much as I did not enjoy school, my high school experience, I share with people because it was life. I believe it was life altering for me.
Yeah.
Because things probably would have turned out a lot differently had I not met you and Mr. Page, and I think y'all the only two teachers I give credit for. Do you remember Miss Leverins?
No.
You don't remember her?
What did she teach?
English.
Leverins?
Yeah. So I think I had her my sophomore year. I got you my junior and senior year.
Okay.
Yeah, Miss Leverins was the, she was she was the other English teacher. She was a white lady.
Okay.
English teacher, Miss Leverage.
I do remember her now. Yes.
Yeah. I had her. Matter of fact, I started dancing with you end of sophomore year. Miss Leverage was my English teacher. We did a dance in the small auditorium with the stage. We did a dance in there, and her words to me, and I share this all the time. Y'all remember the story I told y'all? My English teacher, Miss Leverage, said, "Oh my God," she says, "you could make so much money at the Sugar Shack." My English teacher.
Oh my gosh.
I was a sophomore, y'all. Miss Leverance. Now, mind you, I didn't know what the Sugar Shack was. I'm dating myself because I don't even think it's still open. But the Sugar Shack was a strip club. I think it was a male strip club. And my English teacher told me after she saw me dancing on the stage because of some dance that she had me doing.
Oh, what kind of dance did I have you doing?
I think it was one of the African dances or something.
Okay.
It was probably something. I mean, it was
okay.
Good.
Yeah.
But she said, "Oh my God, you could make so much money."
Dana, do you have a part-time job?
Don't start, because they already started rumors on here. We already had started the rumors. They asked me we were joking about what my stripper name was. So, no, I do not have a part-time. My part-time job, this is my, yeah. Actually, no, my part-time job's at the school. This is my real job. Let me redo that. but, yeah, that's what my, yeah. See, wow. I remember those experiences and other teachers who, you know, I remember a certain math teacher who was a functioning alcoholic. I'm sorry, I can't say functioning alcoholic. That's what Dr. Thomas told me. But he was an alcoholic and went to you probably remember who, he went to the bar literally right when school was over. He walked down the street to Madison and Pine and went to the tavern right there. We saw him while we were standing on the bus stop. And he had something in his coffee cup every day to teach algebra. Yeah, brother. But anyway, yeah. But again, that was my high school experience. I remember we had a mortician who was a substitute teacher. Real tall, scary guy, always on a black suit, dressed clean every day, bald haired brother, tall, skinny, slender, looked scary. But he was a mortician.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a mortician. So, Felicia Brown, what's the topic? I'm talking this. I don't know if you just chimed in, Felicia. Ms. Marvinetta Woodley Penn. She is here to talk about Global Girls, but she's also my high school English and drama and dance teacher. So, yeah, that's what the topic is for people who are chiming in on Facebook. So, you started Global Girls what year?
I started Global Girls in 1999, but we were incorporated in 2000.
Okay.
And
okay.
January 18th, 2000, we became an organization in the state of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
but we did not become a 501c3 until that July.
Okay.
2000. Yeah.
So, to help us out, what exactly is Global Girls Inc.?
Global Girls is a youth performing arts organization creating and presenting socially conscious, youth-driven theater. Theater, yes.
Yeah.
But we are so much more than that. Mm-hmm. We equip girls. We give girls a safe space where they can come. They can say what's in their heart. They can know that they're listened to. They can form these sisterhoods, these friendships, these bonds, kind of like what you were talking
mm-hmm.
about that you guys formed
mm-hmm.
when you were in my group.
Absolutely.
And I give them a space where they can explore, they can imagine, they can dream, they can step outside their comfort zone, they can get up on stage, they learn basic ballet, they learn dance, they learn how to appreciate their body, they learn how to live inside their bodies
mm-hmm.
and get comfortable there. But more importantly, they learn how to advocate for themselves.
Wow.
They understand that they have a voice. They understand that they have opinions. They understand that they have perspectives. And their perspectives matter.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not afraid to say what's in their heart. They're not afraid to say, "I disagree," or "I want to volunteer," or "I want to step forward. I want to be at the table.
Wow.
I want to be in the room where it happens."
So you still have that head up mentality Why are you looking down there? Look straight ahead. Look the person in the eye when you're
talking
to them.
That's right.
You're still pushing that, huh?
Oh, my people. For my people everywhere, they have got to know that we are the ones we've been waiting for.
Mm.
And it's time for us to stand up. The topic for tonight is stand up. Stop sitting down.
Come on.
Realize
mm-hmm.
what your potential is.
Mm.
And stop holding back. Because if you really believe,
mm-hmm.
if you really believe in power, you've got to understand that you've got the power.
Wow.
We've got the power to make a difference in our own lives
mm-hmm.
and our own communities and not wait for somebody else to come and save us. No, we're going to save ourselves. And my young people save themselves. My young
wow.
people will go out into the community and they will volunteer. My young people will tell other young people, you should come over here. Why don't we do this? If we want to make a change in our school, why don't we be the ones to make the change in the school?
That's good. I'm glad you said that, because normally our Monday shows, our shows are topic oriented, and normally Mondays are always outreach, missional, community. They're
mm-hmm.
always there, so it's fit that you're here tonight. I know you all do a lot of community stuff. Why is that? You touched on it a little bit. Why is that so important, especially for young women?
Oh, it's so important for young women. You know, I'm going to digress a little bit to come right back around
mm-hmm.
to that.
Mm-hmm.
Women, if you don't mind me saying this, Dana, women lead.
Go for it.
My daddy told me, I was fortunate enough to have my daddy in my life, all my life. My mom and dad were together.
Mm-hmm.
And my daddy told me that when women get themselves together, that men will get themselves together.
Mm-hmm.
Women lead.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have my girls standing on their own 2 feet. I have to have my girls out in the community, black women,
mm-hmm.
being out in the community as stellar pillars of the community who
wow.
are making changes in the community. When I go into the schools now, I see so many girls. For instance, today
mm-hmm.
I was working with a group of seventh graders, and I had them working on a skit that I wrote,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The boys were gung-ho, yay, yay. The girls were holding back. I'm like, what's wrong with this picture?
Mm.
What is wrong with this picture? Young ladies, the world is not going to wait for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have got to be just as assertive, just as aggressive in a good way, just as willing to step up to the plate as anybody else. So we go out and we work in the communities. We do a lot of performances in the community
okay.
where we are educating young people about different values. We're educating them about the importance of keeping our community clean,
mm-hmm.
Picking up litter. We can't stand that. About planting flowers
wow.
wherever we can.
Mm-hmm.
About the way to behave in public, that public behavior. You don't have to be loud in public. Remember, inside voices. You don't have to walk down the street and let everybody know that you're on the street. No,
mm-hmm.
you can go up, walk down with civility.
Mm.
So we're trying to bring that back also. But we're also engaging seniors with the children.
Okay.
Because we
okay.
believe in that intergenerational thing.
Yes.
There's so much. I don't like this thing about okay boomer. You know, let the other club members do that nonsense.
Right, right.
You know who I'm talking
right,
about.
Right,
you
right.
guys do that nonsense. Because we respect grandmother at the table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. Grandmother's going to head the table because grandmother still has a lot of wisdom.
Yes.
So we have our young people go down to the senior center, which is down the street from us.
Okay.
And we have a partnership with them where we are having them put on shows, we're teaching them how to do theater, and then the young people come down, they do a theater piece with them, they
mm-hmm.
perform for them. So we believe in that community.
Wow.
Community sticking together.
That's huge. I love that. I have to read these comments. Felicia says, she was your teacher? Black don't crack.
You're kind, Felicia.
And then Patricia Butts, the retired teacher, says, I was thinking the same thing. she says, heal our women. Healing our women will heal our men.
Thank you for that comment. Oh, my gosh. I so believe that. You know, my son, you talk about my son.
Yeah.
And my son was around some powerful, powerful women.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not let, I didn't cower my son. I didn't coddle my son.
Mm.
I didn't raise my son. Because a lot of times women will raise their daughters, but they will coddle their sons.
Yes.
Oh, my baby. My
I
made my son be a man. I made him be a man. He got in trouble. I'm like, you're going to have to dig your way out of this.
Wow.
I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. I'm not your best friend. I'm your mother. I'm here for you. But you've got some lessons you've got to learn. And he was like, I was mm-hmm. so angry with you, mother. I was so angry with you. But mm-hmm. I says, I'll never ask her for anything else. I'm like, well, wonderful. And now he has his own house.
Mm-hmm.
He works. He has worked two jobs all his life.
Wow.
One as an educator and one for UPS, where he has grown
mm-hmm.
to be the head of the union, well, the union rep.
Oh, wow.
And he's just doing it. He's incredible. My young man, my son is incredible. And I just ask women,
mm-hmm.
Don't give your sons everything they want. They have to earn it.
Wow.
They must earn it.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Jesus is happy. But they have to earn it.
Yeah.
If you're going to buy them those shoes, what have you done? You get $5
mm-hmm.
this week. You
mm-hmm.
get another $5 next week.
Earn
and what do they need with $20, $20, $30, $40, $50? You need that money, okay?
Right.
Send it to Dana. Send it to Global Girl. Uh-huh. Yes.
Send it to them.
For his radio show.
Send it to them. Y'all probably send it to them.
501,
yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
You can write it off over there.
Yes, but please, please, let's raise some strong young men. Because for one thing, my girls need guys to marry. You know, I'm raising some powerful women. I've got girls who have gone through Global Girls who are incredible young women.
I see you all do some amazing things, not only in the community. You know, a lot of people use titles. I tease a lot of my fellow pastors and that I talk to and I deal with about the names of their churches because they have like international in their names mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But don't do, you know, don't go outside of Chicago. But Global Girls... Inc. is an international organization. You guys travel. And I think the first time I reached out to you, where you guys were either getting ready to go to India or you had just gotten back. How many times have you been? I know.
Well, we've been to Ghana twice.
Ghana.
We've been to Kenya four times.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to India once.
It was the India trip.
Yes.
So whenever that
yes.
was, I was like, India? Like,
we've went to
taking
India.
Sisters from the hood to India?
Sisters from the south side of seven girls from the south side of Chicago
wow.
were in India, living in a school.
Yes.
Living in a school with native Indian girls from villages, girls who might have to be pulled out of school so that they can marry
yeah.
early.
Wow.
And we were able to impact those girls so that those girls were so shy and reticent when we first met them. But by the time we left,
mm-hmm.
they were outspoken, they were happy, they were vibrant, and they put on a play about forced marriage.
Yeah.
The headmistress was
yeah.
like, no, you cannot do this play. They were like, she told us that our voices matter.
Mm.
We're going to do this play. I was like, oh, all right now, let Indian sisters. It was wonderful.
Felicia says, why do we tend to baby our boys instead of our girls? Thoughts? And I'll answer from
I'm gonna answer
I'll answer from the boy that was baby perspective, but you go ahead.
I've seen women who treat their men child almost mm-hmm. like their boyfriends.
Wow.
I've seen it.
Wow.
And it's like I'm not getting this attention from a man, but I'm getting this male energy.
Wow.
I'm getting this male energy from my son. And if I am too angry with him, he might be angry with me. And I can't take that.
Wow.
You got to be so secure in yourself
mm-hmm.
that you fill yourself up with, because we got female and male energy in us.
Yes.
So let's get so full that we're going to pour out. We're going to pour out. And I'm going to love you so much that I'm going to discipline you because I know what it takes to be a strong man. And I know that I want a strong man representing my lineage,
wow.
representing my father,
yeah.
representing my grandfather. I want a strong man. And I know that the only way you can get strong is to be like a piece of rock that turns into a diamond. And Mama's going to put that pressure on you. before the world puts that pressure on you. So when you go out into the world, you be like, oh yeah, my mama taught me. Come on, world.
See, I agree with you. I know for me, being raised by a single parent, I'm not trying to help answer Felicia's question. I think part of that happens when it's a single mother raising a boy and the father is not around. The mother tends to try to compensate for the lack of the other parent. So they have a tendency, especially if, and in my case, I was an only child. So, you know, and I was raised by my mother and my great grandmother. That's who was in my house. I'm sorry, that's whose house I was in. Let me say it that way. Let me get that correct. And part of it was, you know, I was the first grandchild. I was the first great grandchild. So, of course, I was going to be spoiled rotten. That's how that worked. The difference was I was always taught not to be disrespectful towards women because I never saw my mom disrespected. So I knew that anything outside of what I saw at home was probably going to be wrong. And then I was around positive men who were not family members who I was encountering outside of the home who said, hey, this is how you do this. My uncle taught me how to shave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy who sold my mom insurance taught me how to drive a car.
Okay.
You know, so those were the people that were influential. But to get back to your thing, I think it is what I've noticed now with the young boys. You know, I work with middle schoolers, so that's, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. Those kids, the boys who come to school with the brand new Jordans on, and you see them that, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Jordan released a shoe. Right around, we're in December now, so it would have been right at the end of October, mid-October, I'm sorry, first week of November, a brand new Jordan, or re-release rather, because he didn't have any new ones, a re-release shoe came out, and I saw half the school walking around with these $200 shoes on, and the boys, and those who are in my class, you haven't turned it into your work.
Yeah.
And progress reports have come out, and you still got a brand new pair of shoes on your feet. My fear, the reason that I wanted to do whatever I needed to do was so that my mother would not embarrass me. Because I told y'all, it took one time for my mother to tell me I wasn't getting an Easter suit because I got bad grades. And I never let it happen again. At least not to the point where she would cancel my Easter suit. Y'all know I'm particular about my clothing. I needed that Pierre Cardin suit. Y'all know I'm real dating myself now, but they don't know who Pierre Cardin is. I needed that suit in my life. But yeah, so you do tend to see the boys, and just dealing with the parents of those boys who come to school, you can see the difference of the boys that are raised by women at my school than the ones whose fathers are there. There's a grave difference in how they act in the building. Grave difference. And you see it because they baby the child. And then you hear the conversation between the mother and the parent, and you hear this 12 and 13-year-old yelling at the mother, and the mother's looking at us saying, can y'all help me? So, yeah, Felicia, that's exactly it. Patricia says, sometimes you have to go outside of the fraternal family and incorporate the village. Wow.
You do.
Yeah.
But the mother sets the tone.
She should.
The mother sets the tone with her values, her ethics, and her habits.
Because
you can't say one thing to your child and do another.
Yeah.
Because they're looking at you more than they're listening to you.
Yeah.
You've got to be sure, and you've got to be grounded in your own ethical life.
Mm-hmm.
And what you think are the important characteristics that you want your child to have. And then you've got to demonstrate those characteristics. So, and then you got to be careful about the people you have in your village. Because not everybody has the ethics and the code of values that you want your child to have.
But it's also, yeah, and the times are different. You know, when I was a kid, you know, everybody knew the families of the other kids that you hung out with.
Yeah.
Now, nobody knows anybody. And then you got, you know, unfortunately, and I say this all the time, you got babies raising babies.
Mm.
You know, I see some of the parents of the, you know, our parents, and if my mom is listening, I'm probably going to get in trouble, but our parents were old when they had to come to school. Like, you know, when I was 14, that would have put my mom at 34. So that was, you know, when you're 14, anybody in their 30s is old to you. But my mom was 34 coming to my eighth grade graduation. So when I was in, when it came time for a high school graduation at 18, my mom was 38. So, you know, she was, there was some, there was an age gap there. Now, the 13-year-olds I deal with, you know, that their parents are, you know, 25. And you know, and or the grandmama show up and she's 35. And that's who's raising the children. People who don't really want to raise children, they're still trying to have a life. Because at 35, I wouldn't, you know. And so you have that gap. LaTanya says, my producer, she's commenting under the show. She says, I have had a great village. That's what she said.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think in Global Growth, that is our mantra, that we are the fertile ground.
Mm-hmm.
We are the soil for the garden of the flowers, for the flowers that we're trying to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And if you found a great village, honor them.
Yeah.
Honor them. Yes, clone them.
Felicia says babies, having babies is not new. No, Felicia, it's not new. The difference is when babies had babies back then, grandmothers were more inclined to help take over. Now babies have baby grandmama saying, I'll meet you at the club. You better find somebody to keep it. That's the difference. You know, my mom, when you talked about your son always having two jobs, my mom has had two jobs ever since I've known, been alive, she's had two jobs. And only recently when she retired and then decided to go back to work.
Good for her.
Yeah. Sit down somewhere. But when she
decided to keep her young.
Yeah, okay.
Keep her young and healthy.
But she decided to go back to work. But so my great-grandmother was the one who took care of me at home when she was out, you know, working. So, but then again, she set the tone. That's why I've always said, I don't know what it's not. I'm not familiar with what it's like to not have a job. I had a job at Austin High School when I was 16 years old. Actually, when I was 14 years old, working with my auntie at Joseph's Shoe Store down on Wabash, used to be downtown, and they were paying me under the carpet, you know, under the table, as they say, paying me cash to stock shoes in the back. And then my first real job was KB Toys at 16 in Brickyard Mall. Selling toys. So that's like a kid's dream, working at a toy store. It's like, you know, so I had band practice and then had to leave band practice and go to work.
That's a good thing.
I saw my mom go to work.
Indeed.
You know, so.
I saw my dad. Yeah.
And the parents do set the tone. And then if you don't have, and you're right, mothers cannot raise boys. They can't. They can't. But they do set the tone. They can set the tone. They can set the, like you said, they teach ethics. And you can learn good work ethic from your parent, whether it be the father or the mother, either or. So, and that's too, because I have to make sure coming from a single mother, I always applaud single mothers.
Yes, indeed. I do too.
I always applaud single mothers. Anita says, also we need to realize that the village need doesn't end at age 18. The village is a lifetime need for support and counsel. That doesn't happen, though. That's good, though, Anita. That's true. But you don't see that village extending now past 18 unless you have an organization. How old can your kids, can your children?
We kick them out.
You kick them out at 18?
You've got to do something.
At 18.
Now, I will be there. I'll listen to you. I love you.
They can come visit.
You need to do something.
Okay.
Once you step across that stage for high school, you got to do something.
Wow.
You got to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's time.
Okay. I think that's
you're going to go to college. You're going to go to the military.
And you've prepared them.
Are prepared to step into the world. And we'll be here to cushion you. We'll be here to catch you if you fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do some of that. But let's start getting ready for adulthood. Let's start taking on those extra responsibilities.
Setting aside, because I've read you guys do a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Setting aside the drama and the arts portion.
Mm-hmm.
What else are they learning at Global Girls?
Oh, my God. They're learning social emotional skills.
Oh, talk about that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's so needed.
Now, that could be a whole show.
I know. You can always
tell me. The emotional part is so important.
Mm-hmm.
I guess being an actress, you have to deal with emotions all the time. So you have to learn the subtleties between emotions. Young people think you are either happy or you're mad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many levels of emotions, so many different emotions that one can have. So we do a lot of work getting young people to identify what emotions they're having,
mm-hmm.
understand why they're having these emotions, and understand that they are not the emotions,
mm-hmm.
and that they can separate themselves from the emotion, and that they can control their happiness,
mm-hmm.
and they can live in happiness all the time.
Wow.
They really can. So it's a process, because the world does not live in happiness. The world is not on the track of love. The world is primarily on the track of fear.
Wow.
And anger is just fear with a mask. Sadness is fear with the mask.
Wow.
Now, but if you're constantly focusing on love, how can I express love? Because when I ask you to be all you can be, I'm
mm-hmm.
looking at you through the eyes of love. When I'm asking you to be responsible for the choices that you make, I'm looking at you through the eyes of love. And so, because I know that you have these capabilities within you,
mm-hmm.
I know that you have a God within you, and I know that you can be responsible and that you can be magnificent. So I'm loving you by holding you up to that image.
Wow.
For yourself. That's one of the main things that we teach. And once you get those fundamentals,
mm-hmm.
you can go anywhere, do anything. Young people come to me, they tell me after they've been in Global Girls, they go to any job interview, they
mm-hmm.
get hired.
Wow.
And they get promoted.
Because you've worked on that.
Because they understand the basics of character. They understand the basics of work ethic.
Yeah.
They know that early is on time is late.
Come on.
You do not not go to work.
Yeah.
Because you just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
You have a responsibility.
That's
and
good.
We hold you to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically, because you know what? It's like with a child. You say, it says, you raise the child in the path that you would have them go, and they won't veer from it. Now, they might do a few things when they're in those teen
that's
years.
That's in the book, y'all. I know somebody's going to say, he ain't said nothing about church, but that's in the book.
But I might not say it exactly
it's in the
right,
book.
But they will, they got to find themselves in the late teens, in the teens. They got to
yeah,
find themselves. They got to stretch beyond the boundaries. But around 26, 27, 28,
mm-hmm.
they're going to start coming back around. For some, it might be 30. For some, it might be 40. But they will come back around if you lay that foundation.
Yes.
That's what we're giving
yes.
our young people,
yes.
a foundation. We teach them how to work. We don't teach a lot of specific work skills
mm-hmm.
because we know that there are other programs. We don't want to be everything for everybody.
Okay,
we
come on.
We can't be
come on.
Everything.
No, you can't.
But we give them the foundation so that they can step out into the world when whatever path that they choose
mm-hmm.
and they can show up and show out.
Felicia says, now Felicia, I think she just answered your question because she asked, does her classes teach entrepreneurship?
We do not.
Right.
There are wonderful programs
right.
out there teaching entrepreneurship.
But
we
you do teach leadership.
We teach leadership and we teach communication. Communication skills. So they can go wherever, as I said, they can take whatever path they'd like because we've given them those fundamentals where they can be successful no matter what they choose to go into.
Patricia says, social emotional learning is so important. Too many of our young people lack this training from home, making it necessary for someone else to train them.
Indeed.
And you are so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We take our programs into the schools. Last year we were in 8 schools.
So how does
year,
that work? You're going into the schools.
Oh,
exactly.
Schools. Schools have money.
Okay.
So they contract us.
Got it.
We come in. We run programs. We do it either through dance or theater.
Okay.
But we are always teaching social emotional skills.
Okay.
Because I do writing. I do all the writing. So
yes.
I write the skits, and every skit has a lesson
mm-hmm.
embedded within it. And so as the young people are working on the skits, we're also working on those character traits that
okay.
we want them to understand. As they develop characters, even when they're dancing, they still have to deal with emotions and understand emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're constantly reinforcing social-emotional skills. But the kids are having, the young people are having fun as they learn. And that's the trick for a lot of young people.
Mm.
School, as you said, You didn't like school. I came to school for music, dance, but I loved English.
Yes.
I loved English. So I cannot say I loved my English classes. I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. Been a nerd all my life. But I loved it. School was fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
But for a lot of kids, especially today, oh, my God, school is not fun.
No, it's not at all.
But when they come to us,
yeah,
they have fun while learning.
That is the thing. And I think had I would, like I said, I was blessed because your sophomore year, when you're 16, 15, 16, that's when you start getting settled in your ways, so to speak. That's when you start coming into your own thinking, or that's when the, as they told me, the whole frontal lobe starts to develop a little bit more, and you start recognizing what consequences are, and you start thinking a little bit further down the line. And all I was thinking about at 16 was, you know what, I wanted to go to the Air Force. I wanted to go to the Air Force, and my mom said no. I remember, I guess they had recruiters came to the school or something, and I was all in loving it. And I wanted to go to the Air Force because I wanted to fly an airplane. That's what I wanted to do. And I remember signing, I had agreed to come down to the recruiter's office. And so it was one Saturday morning, and I got up. And I was like, where are you going? I said, I'm going downtown. I said, go down to where? I said, the recruiter, I met him, and he wants me to come down to the office. And she dropped everything, like what she was doing. She said, did you sign anything? I said, no. I said, but I'm going. She says, no, you're not. And she like took all of my allowance, so I couldn't go nowhere. Like, I could not get downtown because she was like, absolutely not. I think she just didn't want me in the Army. You know, and then I later found out my dad was in the Air Force, so she had some feelings about that. That's what it is. So it was personal for her. But she wanted no parts of that. So that, because that was my thought process, was go to Air Force, you know, and then I started reading about, you know, the whole thing with the Air Force will pay for your college and all this kind of stuff. And like, oh, yeah, so if I go to college, I can do that. Well, I just go to, you know, raise myself up in the ranks and do whatever. And that wasn't going to happen. And then you guys just showed up at that time with like, oh, hey, let's do this. And so the whole dancing thing was just, I don't know how that happened. But yeah, y'all. We didn't have to do. I'm grateful that we didn't actually had us, because it was only me and one other guy. There was no other guy in dance, and she never had us in leotards. I am so grateful that we never wore leotards.
I couldn't do that.
I thank you so much. Although Amory probably would not have mind, on the other hand, I was grateful that, you know, black pants is what it'll be. It's a wonderful thing. But dancing,
those were the days.
Dancing, for me, I was never a, people find it hard to believe, I was more of an introvert. I really was. And you guys forced me to the stage. You forced me to the, you know, even dancing, I wanted to be in the back.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to be in the back. That's what I wanted to do. I never wanted to be in the front. And then it was like, but with dancing and the way she set it up, yeah, you wouldn't start off in the back, but you couldn't stay in the back. And it was, we're going to keep doing it, and you're going to do it. And the only reason that you don't do it well is because you're making the choice not to. And I remember you were teaching us to do these lifts. Now, I'm just going to tell y'all, we had, some slim dancers, and then we had those that were not. And she was like, anybody can be picked up, because there was a technique. There was a technique to it, and, you know, the stiffer.
Everything. Oh my
God! I remember all of that, and so it was the whole technique for how to do a proper lift and all that crazy stuff. That's what I call it. It was amazing though, and we took all of that stuff to heart. So it was like you carried yourself, you walked straight, you didn't slouch when you stood up. You know, you had to keep a firm core and all of those things, and it was cool. And you know, we got laughed at. Of course, you know, the boys, we got laughed at and everything. But then what I did in modern dance and drama with you is what allowed me to go to band. And that led, because I wasn't afraid.
Yes.
So in band happens, And I'm in the classroom, and Mr. Page, because you know we had Mr. Tarosky, I don't know if you remember him.
Uh-huh.
He was the band director
yeah.
first. And then Mr. Page shows up from Collins with this whole, I'm going to show y'all what the real marching bands do from down south stuff. And so by this time, I'd already been dancing for a year with you. And then he shows up, and he starts teaching us this dance routine. So I ain't shy. So I'm in the back, you know, getting it.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, you, skinny boy with the big shoulders, come stand up here in the front. And normally I would be like, I ain't going up there, but I was like, yeah, I'll go.
Okay.
I didn't know what it all entailed, but you know, I didn't know the pressure of what a drum major meant. But it was because of that leadership. Though we didn't know that that's what you were teaching us. But later on, we found out that's what leadership skills were. So we got it in a quick way. We got it in a way that we wouldn't run from it. You tell a kid now, I'm trying to teach you leadership, they look at you crazy. So you have to show them what it is and let them learn it without it. You don't even have to use the word leadership.
You don't.
You really
and
don't.
That's what I'm saying. We teach all these fundamental
mm-hmm.
skills.
Mm-hmm.
The kids don't even realize you're learning it until you're putting a situation. I have young people who come to us. They've never danced
mm-hmm.
before. They've never acted before. Like, I don't want to do that crazy stuff. But once we get them hooked, they're like, oh, my God, this is so much fun. And then I hear teachers say later on, I don't know what you did,
mm-hmm.
but keep doing it. Because
mm-hmm.
now she's speaking up in class. Now he wants to answer the questions.
Yes.
And parents tell me all the time, my child, whatever you guys are doing up there, my child would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they learn. But thank you so much for saying that.
But no, it was a push because I remember I had gotten some bad grades at one point, except for in your classes. And my mom was like, you're not going to be able to do none of that if the rest of this don't come up. So it was a push for me because that was the first time I had to make those things a priority
mm-hmm.
because, like, I want to be able to dance. And I think that was the same year we were getting ready to do Thriller.
Oh, my God. And we still do Thriller. We still do
it. I like to come over and see if I can remember some stuff.
Oh,
but
God.
We did. I'll be the sellout. But yeah, man, I remember we did Thriller. We had the smoke machine, all of that stuff. And I was so, let me tell y'all. So by this time, my confidence had got a little better. And so we were doing this whole video thing. And Amory, which was the other guy who was in the group, Amory got to kind of be the Michael Jackson character in the thing. But when it got to the actual, you know, the good part of the thing, because I kind of had, I was going home every day. My mother hates Thriller to this day. She don't like, let me tell you right now, my mama don't like Thriller, and she can't stand Control by Janet Jackson. Because we did, she's like, really? She got so sick.
Oh my God.
Of hearing those songs. Wait, and then God, the cameo song.
Oh yeah.
Word up. Word up. So because I went home daily and was in the living room moving furniture, trying to get that stuff so that you wouldn't have to take the time to teach me on the side. I'm like, I'm gonna be ready tomorrow.
Oh gosh, that is so awesome.
Felicia says there are several famous actors that were dancers previously. Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of people took. Well, it starts somewhere, you know, and a lot of people who are on stage, they started in, you know, the glee club or something at their school or some sort of something in arts. So
and dance gives you that. It gives you that ability to be in your body, know your body, to be in touch with your body, to feel your body, to honor your body and know what you're. To have your body speak to you
mm-hmm.
rather than you always from the mind and the body's just here. But you really get in touch with the body when you're dancing. So an actor has to be able to, they've got to be able to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got to be aware of their breathing system,
mm-hmm.
their diaphragm, and all that comes with dance. When you have a strong core,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, you can do anything. So yeah,
anybody
want to dance, come to our studio.
I was going
to
tell you all that too. if you have, what's the age range?
The age range is, oh boy, we got an adult theater company too.
Really?
So the age range is we start them as young as 4
mm-hmm.
in our after school program, and
okay.
we take them to 14. And then we have a teen program. We have an after school matters program. So we take teens, But they have to go on afterschoolmatters.org in order to register for that.
Okay.
But then I have an adult theater company also. So I train adult actors, and we train adults who want to start getting in touch with their body and start dancing. We do that. We're about to put on the Amen Corner for my adult theater production.
Okay.
So I'm very excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. So they started, what's the beginning age again?
The beginning age is four.
Four.
4 to 14.
Wow.
We have a wonderful, we have After School Matters, an after school program,
mm-hmm.
5 days a week, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. from 3 until 6. And then we meet some Saturdays.
Yes, it's still in Chicago, Felicia. Yes.
It's in Chicago, right on the south side, 81st and South Chicago. Yes. So, and then in the summer, we have an amazing summer program.
Okay, tell us about that.
Oh, we meet with the young people 7 weeks, Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock. We give them breakfast and lunch. And they go on field trips every week. We teach them dance and theater, and we have a beautiful showcase at the end of the summer where they're dancing, they're acting, they're speaking. Last year we had it at the Logan Center in Hyde Park.
I was about to say, now you all recently, didn't you move into a new facility a couple years ago?
Well, we're at the same place on 81st and South Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been there since 2012.
I can't remember something you were, maybe it was a different, I'm thinking about something else. I thought you were, you had moved into a new location, or you had gotten another space or something. Maybe I'm not remembering.
Well, we were affiliated with the Park District for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And then we got our own space. So
got
now
it.
We have our own studio. But we need a bigger space.
You do.
We have outgrown that, especially
I'm
in
sure.
the summer. Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, but we have a little space on the corner that
okay.
we rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Wow. That is awesome. I asked you this. I remember asking you this on the radio interview, the phone interview, rather. What you do something with boys now?
We do. We have boys in our teen program.
Okay.
We also have boys in our summer program.
Okay.
And in our school-based program, we work with boys also, boys and girls. And it's amazing how the boys can get into it more than the girls can sometimes. If we have co-ed programs,
yes,
the boys they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready to give it a go. The girls are. They'll take a back seat. They'll get shy. They'll get into themselves. I don't want to look bad in front of boys. No. Stop it. I'm like, stop it. Own those bodies. Own it.
It's amazing how the times have shifted, because that was complete opposite for us. Girls had no problem with challenging boys.
Oh.
They would. I'm going to outdance y'all real quick. I'm going to show you real quick that y'all are not going to get this before me. And then if you get it before me, by the time tomorrow I come back, I'm going to have it better than you.
See, those are my dancers.
Yeah.
But
we're talking about
in the regular classroom
setting?
In the regular classroom, we haven't really worked with them that
much. Just come out the gate?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
But when I get them, especially in our studio, when I get them in my space, those girls will kill it.
Oh, Lord.
Those girls kill it.
You don't be walking with the stick, do you?
No.
Okay. I told y'all.
I might.
Told y'all. It's a different. Look, she's completely different when she's in front of the. Yeah. Do you have? I think I saw some pictures. It's like a complete dance studio.
Yeah,
right?
It's a dance studio. We don't have bars.
You don't have the bars.
We have mirrors.
I saw the mirrors.
Okay. And we use our chairs, the backs of our chairs, for our bar when we need to do bar.
Right.
Bar
when they're doing their pliés.
Our pliés and
their relevés.
Yeah.
And turnouts and kickball chains and all those things. I remember. Y'all to see how I sat up when I said it.
Yes. pull up.
I had to say, all of that. Right. Mm. Tuck your butt in. All of that. Yeah. It was. Why did your butt stick it out? Yeah. I remember. It was. Yeah. Yeah. That's what the stick was for. Put that in.
I love it. I love it. I love hearing these stories. My God.
It is. Everybody. I was tempted to surprise you and have some folk here, but it was too late. It was too hard to do at the last minute, especially people coming back from holidays and all that stuff. Because I was going to have some of them show up and he'd be like, the ones we all went out to lunch with that time, Devonna, Nicole, Juana, and all. I mean, I think the only thing Nicole is in town anymore. But Devonna, Juana, I don't know what happened to Amory. Nobody knows where Amory is.
I know
he was dancing somewhere.
Yeah.
He was doing it. Like, he was the one who just, it was fun for us. It was serious
for
him. Amory was Leroy from Fame. There you go. Y'all remember Leroy?
Yes.
Y'all remember? That
yes.
was him, and he was serious about it. Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He was, and he, I mean, yeah. But it was funny. I saw there's this horrible picture in the sophomore yearbook. That's for my Austin folk that's listening. That's the white yearbook with the red tiger on the front. That would be the 86 yearbook, and we had to take pictures. And that was the first. I think that was the first year for. That may have been the first year for modern dance, because I don't remember. Because you remember the pom pom team had their own stuff with Miss Ray.
Right. I know.
You remember Miss Ray?
I do. But don't give her that look.
She like they ain't like us, because you know we were. You know that they had all the dance stuff, so they didn't like us. And then you know it was you know it, you know when you it's a competition, because you know she had the pom pom girls and you know she was over them, and then all of a sudden here you come. And, you know, it's like, you know, because pom-pom was just girls. And here you come, you got boys and all that stuff. So it was always a little bit of a competition, because, you know, they were doing dances, the street dances with the pom-pom squad. And then the modern day, we were doing, like, real jazz. And we what was cool was you let us incorporate some stuff.
Yeah.
But then we always went back to form. Everything always went back to form, which
That's
was
right.
good. Funny story, though, is my... Man, it must have been a couple years ago. My mother keeps. I have all of my stuff. I don't throw away anything.
Yeah.
My mother found my drum major uniform still in my mom's house.
Oh.
But she found one tap shoe. You remember you had a guy come out and teach us tap.
Oh my gosh.
And so because this is where the spoiled brat comes in, I was like, I need tap shoes.
Okay.
I went home and said, I need tap shoes. Because I said, I need to show you how I learned how to shuffle. So and she was like, what? So I went somewhere and found me some used tap, but they were like brand new. And took them to Shine King and they fixed them up and everything.
Well, all right.
Yeah, but we never actually did a tap dance. She just had somebody come in, but I was trying to be ahead of the game because I was going to be home practicing.
Because I wanted you guys to be exposed to everything.
We learned everything from ballet to modern dance, African dance, all of those things, jazz. It was.
And then you were in the shows. You were always in shows.
You kept us in shows. I remember you took us to, and people don't, and I tell you about it, not that nobody knows what I'm talking about. Joseph Holmes Dance Company was here in Chicago. People are like, what? We know Alvin Ailey. I'm like, no, Joseph Holmes was in Chicago. Y'all, I know Alvin Ailey is Alvin Ailey, but Joseph Holmes was the dance theater here in Chicago. And I remember they came out because you knew somebody. They came out and showed us some amazing things, and then we got to go there. And at one point they were offering like some sort of like little scholarships or something to come to Joseph Holmes. I remember some of us decided to go. I went just to go because I knew that I wasn't getting in. But the fact that they said I could come and try, you know. But the crazy thing was I remember being in marching band. I never forget this. The marching band conflict, being in marching band and being in dance at the same time, and Mr. Page didn't play that. He was like, you will not be down there dancing, and you got to be up here practicing. Because we practiced at the same at the same time. So, yeah.
That was always a problem.
Really, Felicia?
Always an issue.
Playing Back Down Memory Lane by Minnie Riperton. That's what you're doing? That's why I don't mess with y'all. But anyway, what happened to you Sunday? You supposed to come to church. See, I'm going to talk about y'all when we ain't got company. Anyway, we got company today. I got to act, you know, I got to keep all this up here. Anyway, so there's a major event coming up for Global Girls.
Oh, yes. Yes. We turn 20.
Yeah.
The organization turns 20 in January 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And but we are having our celebration on January 12th.
Mm-hmm.
It is our 20th anniversary. I have not done anything consistently for 20 years other than this.
Wow.
And I love it. I can hardly believe that it has been 20 years. Thousands of young people have come through this program. And a lot of them are going to be there. They've told me that they're going to be there. We're going to be performing. There's going to be speeches. There's going to be videos. I'm asking all my former board members to come back, all my former teachers to come back and just celebrate all these girls and guys that we have impacted over these years.
Sunday at 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
That's January the 12th. Tanya, do we have anything on our schedule? Probably not. I hope not. It's a Sunday. I don't have anything on my Sunday schedule. As long as I ain't preaching, we're going to get some tickets. We'll be there. We'll be
wonderful.
There. We coming. We're going to bring.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
and
we coming.
I will send you more information because that flyer doesn't have it on there. The tickets. It's a, you know, some people designed it
got
for
it.
Me
okay.
online, and they deal with the click to purchase.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, my people don't do that. I need where you can get a ticket.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
But you can't buy tickets online?
There, you can buy tickets
okay.
online.
Okay, so no, we'll get them.
On
the
website, it has the click for that.
Okay,
so.
Yeah, we'll get them.
It is going to be amazing. So, yeah, come on out and celebrate. Celebrate
20
our black
years. Can
celebrate
I? Let me,
all these young ladies who've gone through this and our potential. I tell you, our potential. Because in 2020, I want to take 20 women on a journey with me.
Wow.
I want to take them on a journey from January 20th through December 20th.
So do you all, I know you're a 501c3 organization.
Yes.
So a lot of it is through donations. Mm-hmm. You have sponsors, you have,
We get a few grants, but
okay.
most of our money comes from earned income and from individual donors.
So the kids pay to be in the summer program.
In the summer program,
they do.
They pay a minimal fee.
But the regular Global Girls, the young
the
lady shows
school,
up.
They don't pay.
I didn't think so. I remember
right.
you told me that.
They do not pay.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a grant from the city,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a couple of other sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I'm doing with these 20 women is that I want 20 women to come in, learn our method, practice our method for working with you,
mm-hmm.
and for living on the track of love.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want them to become mentors.
Oh, wow.
20 girls.
That's huge.
20 girls. If we can get 20 global girl women out there,
mm-hmm.
ooh. Yes. Ooh, I got chills.
When you
just
get
thinking about it.
When you get our youth, because somebody else told me stop saying kids the other day.
My dad told me kids are baby sheep. These are children.
Wow.
Don't
wow.
call them kids.
Wow. Okay. Somebody else said that to me. Somebody corrected the pastor because he was calling his kids, and they said young people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he looked. And now he stopped saying it too. So
I'm
about to remember that. I'm learning not to say certain things. Like Dr. Thomas told me, I can't call people crazy. But she did say I could say special.
Okay.
She said special is allowed.
Okay.
But not crazy.
Mm.
She's a real doctor, psychologist, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But she actually has a really good show. She deals with like people, all types of issues, depression, clinical, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And she has young clientele too. So
cool.
That is awesome. So you got this big thing coming up. I want to read this from your website though, because I did pull it up and then it disappeared on me. Oh, there it is. It says Global Girls celebrates 20 years of girls and women telling their stories and changing their worlds with over 8,000 youth impacted, 12 international trips. Think about that, you all. 12 international trips, and we ain't talking about Canada. Groundbreaking performances, youth and adult theater located and dedicated to the community. Where is Global Girls located again?
Global Girls is located at 8151 South Chicago Avenue.
How do they register? Do they show up or do they go?
They can show up anytime between 2 and 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday. They can go online to our website, www.globalgirlsinc.org. They can call the studio, 773.
You finna tell me?
Whoa! 773-902-2359.
Okay.
Brain freeze. 773-902-2359. Or they can email me, mpen@globalgirlsinc.org. And we will get your daughter registered. Women, come on out.
Tanya, you can
us.
drop that info in the timeline for the people who are watching on Facebook. Everybody else, we will make sure we have it posted on our page too, the links to all the Global Girls information. This is I really do appreciate you coming out.
Oh, I really appreciate you having me, Dana. You have really warmed my heart today.
It's good. So that the next thing is I'm gonna see one Sunday, y'all. You can get a few girls to come over here and do some stuff.
Oh yeah,
Ebenezer. Has a is a church full of seniors.
Okay.
So it's interesting that you said you had young people work with seniors. Cause,
that's right.
And I'm finna get in trouble. I'm the youngest person in there, outside of some real little kids. I'm the youngest person in here. Yeah. And
okay.
I like to say this so y'all can know how old y'all are, and so you can too. You know, I'll be 50 next year.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. See, look at her face. I had to do it. Yeah. 50.
Dana.
Yeah. Your kids is 50. All us is old now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Most of us, I know Juana was a year older than us, but the rest of us were all the same age. So we all should be about to hit 50 this year coming. Nicole is behind us, so she's probably going to be 49 or 48. But the rest of us, me, Devonna, Amory, and I forget the other girls. God, I can't think of a name. But all of us are about to be 50.
Well, thanks for leaving me on that note.
No, and look, they already said ain't no way they don't believe you're my teacher. But she was. So it was good. So do you keep in contact with any of your former? Not any from Austin. All the, who knows what those
people
are. You
know, my God, they had something, and I wanted to go so badly.
I saw
not
you
that
posted.
I would know anybody.
You said, I remember you posting something because it came up a while ago, but it was old, and it said, "Are you guys going to this event?" You had asked us. You had sent something out.
Yeah,
and I don't think
that.
And none of us responded.
Nobody responded. So, but right. And it snowed or something.
Yeah,
and,
it did.
Right,
I get yelled at all the time for not attending any Austin events because they always have them on a time when there's something else going on where I just can't go. They do it on a like I said next year or this year, next year coming. I'm going to make it to the picnic. I've got to make it to the picnic.
Well, please let me know when.
I will. The picnic,
please.
And then they have a, if not the picnic, the all-white party where they normally rent out a place. I forget what last year it looked. I mean, the pictures looked really nice, but it was like an all-white party.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, I mean, it was good. And I have to give it up to the alumni. really? Ain't nobody pitching Woo on the job. Really, Shiante? That's what you're saying? See, you late to the broadcast. See, you just, right, pitching Woo. Really? That's what we're talking about? That's why the Lord need to help you. Anyway, but yeah, they had a really nice, nice function. So I've already said next year I'm gonna hit at least one of them.
Yeah,
because the last function I went to was the Austin versus Steinmetz bowling tournament. Yeah, where we, you know. Put a little beating on them.
Well, good. That's good to know.
So how's the family?
Cool.
How's the family? Everybody's good?
Everybody's wonderful. Wonderful.
That's good.
Yes.
So you all look, this has been, well, I have had my guest for today has been Miss Marvinetta Woodley Penn, or Miss Woodley, as I will always call her. She is the executive director, but you founded it, Global Girls.
I founded it, yeah.
She's the founder, but now the executive director of Global Girls Inc., international organization that does amazing things with young women and now some young men as well. But Global Girls Inc., man, look, I have enjoyed this. But she was also, more than that, she was my high school English teacher. She's the reason I speak so well, as certain people like to say, oh, he speaks so well. Right. But she's the reason.
And your mom.
And
your
mom. Oh, yeah, my mom. Yeah, my mom.
Yeah.
If they say, like, your mama talk white.
No, my mama talk right.
Thank you. Thank you. That's
or correctly.
That's
actually,
right. Exactly.
So
she speaks
correctly.
Come on. So anyway, but she was my high school's English teacher, but also my drama and dance teacher, for those of you. Yeah, so. That all that I had rhythm. She just showed me how to use it. There it is. So it was. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So you got this thing coming up. We will talk about it even more. We gonna make sure. I think myself and maybe I can get the rest of the TTLO crew, some people from the other shows. Even if we can't come, we gonna at least buy a ticket because we know the money gonna go to good use. So we'll be there in one way.
Good.
I know we coming. If there's nothing going on January 12th, Tanya, I'm waiting on you to tell me yay or nay. I don't believe you keep my calendar because if it's up to me, I say yes to stuff and then. be like, I told you, you couldn't go. Like, okay. So, but she keeps my calendar. And if we're clear, normally Sunday afternoons, other than eating or sleeping, that's normally all I'm doing. And then we got a church over here at 12:45.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. That's January. And we know no Chicago teams will be playing any sports, and we ain't got to worry about playoffs. Oh, and speaking of, I think after next week, we'll be having the official funeral for the Bears season next week, Monday. So we'll have that. LaTanya is working on the obituaries for y'all. We're going to have real obituaries, and we're going to have that for the Bears, and because we're going to need some people that's going to need prayer. And, yeah, and if anybody want to be anointed, we will have bacon grease for y'all. Okay.
You ain't right.
I know I'm not. Anyway, look, y'all, we going to get ready to get out of here. Thank you again, Miss Woodley.
Damn.
She'll be mad at me. She Miss Woodley. So anyway, thank you so much for coming out. Let's do this, y'all. We always dismiss in prayer, so I'm going to make sure we do that. Father, we thank you for the time we've had today, God. We thank you, God, just for allowing us to grow and to learn about this amazing organization, God. We ask right now that you would keep your arms of protection around its founder, God, and all of those who are part of the Global Girls Incorporated family, God. We just thank you for them. We thank you for their leader, for their founder, God. We thank you for all of those who are in leadership over there, God. We thank you for this platform that you've given us on today, God. We just thank you, and we lift you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so that's it, y'all. Look, I got to go, and I got time to go get me something to eat because I'm hungry. My stomach been growling. I'm surprised you didn't say nothing because that Costco hot dog wore off about 3 hours ago. So I got to get something to eat. Anyway, as I tell y'all all the time, if you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago, do me a favor, my brothers and my sister, keep your head on a swivel. Y'all stay blessed.
With your hands lifted up, say-